Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble in my drag.
Here we are. Beautiful sunrise this morning. A lot less hazy at the moment, too, but we're still under this dome, if you will, of high pressure that has established itself over Saskatchewan and the western prairies through Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, that's keeping us mostly sunny and dry, not really budging too much at all over the next week. And that means very little rain in our forecast. You get the odd 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm here and there, but nothing significant. And for some areas of Saskatchewan, particularly the southwest, they'd love to get a little moisture. That southeast had quite a bit. I think moisture levels were pretty adequate in the last crop report for the most part, but we're going to get to the point where we're going to welcome some rain. And most definitely in northern Saskatchewan, where the wildfires are, they could use just a good soaking here. But mentioned less smoke today. Should make for a nice evening at the ballpark later on tonight. The Regina Red Sox welcome the Medicine Hat Mavericks at Currie Field. And if your kids have ball or flag football practice, it should likely be a go tonight. I know this past weekend, a lot of extracurricular activities were canceled because of air quality. At the moment right now, our air quality is at 2, low risk. That could increase later through the day, but at the moment, we're in pretty good shape. The city is sure looking a lot greener, though. No matter where you go, the trees, the grass everywhere, it's looking great. My tomatoes, I checked on them last night in the backyard. They're still pretty young, but in a matter of days, they've grown over top of the wire cages that I surround them with now. So, oh yeah, I'm a real green thumb. Last night, I could hear the buzz of a lot of lawnmowers in my neighborhood, and it smelled like cut grass. Lovely evening, a lot of people out for a walk, some with their dog, hardly any wind, and yeah, easier to do when it's not quite so smoky and hazy, and at the moment, we're okay, but as the wind picks up through the day, we definitely could see a bit of an increase. I'll get to the wildfires here in a moment. I know yesterday was a big day, too, with Prime Minister Mark Carney in Saskatoon meeting the premiers. The agenda was literally to strengthen Canada's economy, try to eliminate interprovincial trade barriers, focus on national infrastructure proposals, and get them fast-tracked across Canada right now. And walking in with all the other premiers, Premier Doug Ford, he was serenading everyone.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, even coming out of the meetings, it seemed to many that they were united with a promise to establish a new review system for projects to allow for more of that interprovincial trade.
I want to thank Prime Minister Carney for providing us this offer, not only of a First Minister's meeting, but for providing the offer for us to host it here in Saskatoon.
I'd like to just follow you all the time in making remarks, because I just want to reinforce everything the Premier just said. It's absolutely correct.
And you might have to form a new party.
Yes, that's true. There maybe not every single time.
Mo Carney, so chummy. I don't think we'd ever have seen that with Trudeau, but anyhow, the prairies want pipelines. For Ontario, it's nuclear energy, it's small modular reactors. Quebec wants money to dig out critical minerals. Well, the Atlantic provinces want electricity connected to a national power grid. Alberta wants pipelines across the country to get oil to Asian and European markets. The territories, Ontario and the Maritimes, seem to support it. Quebec and BC, well, a little hesitant, the BC premier.
There's no proponent at this time. There's no project that is really there to look at. So at this stage, I think what BC's position is, let's focus on those projects that are ready.
Premier Danielle Smith seemed a little more willing to compromise and supports creating an economic corridor that could move bitumen to shipping ports in northern BC and Manitoba. Definitely feels a pipeline should be a private endeavor.
I think that there will be a proponent that will step forward. My view would be that we'll have failed at the assignment if government has to build another pipeline.
More on board with priorities being pipeline and investment in rail and ports. And First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse did express disappointment. They weren't at the table.
First Nations are very concerned, though, that this federal proposal has the potential to violate many collective rights of First Nations.
But Carney suggested the feds will pass a bill to fast-track and approve projects within the next couple of years, and that First Nations will be consulted.
We're united, we're going to build together, and we're going to build for all. We're going to build for all Canadians.
Carney told everyone he's going to help draft legislation, remove federal regulations and red tape that hurts trade. 6 hours later, they all came out looking as happy as they went in. A little more on this throughout the morning here, too, and reaction from the premiers and the prime minister himself here. But that's the latest. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. Keeping you updated on those northern wildfires, I can tell you now that more than 25,000 Canadians have been displaced in this wildfire season already. That's just horrible. The worst hit so far, Manitoba, more than 17,000 and rising have had to leave there. Hotels in Winnipeg have been freed up to accommodate guests at least. And in Alberta, crews are battling something like 49 wildfires. And in our latest update here at Saskatchewan, we have 20 fires ablaze. Nine are uncontained right now, and 10 more communities have been given notification to evacuate, including Arrowhead and LaRonge. That whole area, in about a 20-kilometer span, has a combined 7,500 people additionally now being evacuated on top of the 8,000 already out from northern Saskatchewan. And Nita Nachowski, a paramedic in LaRonge, said it's definitely necessary now to get people out of there.
So that there's not any loss of life. And that's honestly the biggest thing is a house can be rebuilt, but keeping the people safe is what's important.
Meanwhile, those in the Candle Lake resort area there are 14 kilometers away from that Shoe Fire. It is the biggest of all the fires burning right now, and it's something like 22 times the size of Regina. Fire breaks around Candle have been established. They're still working on getting put in a few more as well, just to be safe and sound there. But at the moment, Candle Lake is by voluntary evacuation. So a lot of Northerners are coming and making their way to Regina hotels now, too. Some self-evacuated, others grabbed a bag on a bus out of town to meet their basic needs. I've seen the Red Cross. Obviously, they're taking monetary donations, and some local community leaders. I know our local Sikh community dropped off donations to some of those who arrived in hotels yesterday afternoon. And unlike last week, where we were almost at capacity, we had far too many events going on. We couldn't really accommodate a lot from the north. But the Regina Hotel Association suggests that there is room now this week for evacuees in our city. And that's something that here at the CJME newsroom, we'll continue to monitor and bring you the stories of those who are arriving in Regina as well. Later today, Regina City Council is going to meet. And one of the topics, Real wants a new tenant to take over the YQR distillery in the old Agribition building. I remember years ago that was going to open up as a new pub and bar. Nothing but a drive-through pickup ever came out of that, right? But Real says the move would be good for its long-term success. According to the agenda, Real hasn't collected rent from YQR in 6 months, too. I'm hearing, too, we're finally going to get details on the Queen City X the end of this week here. It's definitely not the same Midway, and from what I've heard, the new one is going to be smaller, and I can't really wait to hear the real story of how we lost North American Midway Entertainment. I know some of you remember it as Conklin shows years ago, but I know that Midway, North American Midway, always felt it was a pretty tight turnaround to come from Edmonton and set up in Regina within about 48 hours. And they always seemed to take a hit on opening day, too, for complaints of rides not being ready. But mostly that was because they were waiting for inspection by Saskatchewan to green light their safety. And the process wasn't always quick, and Midway always seemed to take the flak for it, too. But lots of questions, hopefully answered at the end of the week. But hey, from a kid's standpoint, Love to hear the Queen City X is on the horizon. Triumph has become the Stanley Cup anthem when you watch. You hear it over and over with a montage of highlights. And we have just one more sleep till the Stanley Cup and the quest for a Canadian team to win the Holy Grail for the first time since the Montreal Canadiens last did it in 1993. Do you remember that? At that time, Whitney Houston was into her 18th week at number one. That went on to become the highest grossing film to date. In 93, the World Wide Web was introduced to us all. You remember? Oh, that was annoying. And the Florida Panthers actually joined the league in 1993. The last time Canada ever won a Stanley Cup, the Montreal Canadiens. And Oilers defenseman Matthias Ekholm commented on how he feels this cup run is a lot different than last year.
I think every season's different. Our makeup of the team is a bit different this year than it was last year. And I feel like we're more experienced, obviously, with that run. And not a lot of guys had been that far in the playoffs before. So just to have that and to be calm with that and a little more experienced feeling just around the locker room, it's obviously exciting to beat Dallas and to make it to the cup final. But it wasn't static of any sort.
So do you think Edmonton's going to bring Lord Stanley back to Canada this year? You ask me, of course, the answer is yes. I just feel the Oil are healthier this year. I know Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, Marchand are going to be agitators for Florida, but Evander Kane has gotten under the skin of Tkachuk previously, and Kane is super healthy, and now Corey Perry, very familiar with the dark arts, if you will, so I think he's ready. And point leaders through the conference finals. Look at the list here. The point leaders. Connor McDavid, number one with 26 points. Draisaitl, second with 25. Nugent Hopkins is fourth. Bouchard, sixth. The Panthers' Barkov, who is an awesome player, is in seventh on the list of point leaders right now. So the Oil, so many guns firing all at once here. The quest for the cup starts tomorrow at 6. I think it'll be over in 6. That's my plan, anyhow. See what happens. It's game one tomorrow evening. Yesterday, the Prime Minister in Saskatoon, with all the premiers, a 6-hour meeting that eventually, when it was done, they all took questions. And yes, Saskatchewan. It was kind of like a love fest, it looked like. One moment there was Prime Minister Mark Carney and Premier Mo both weighing in.
The Canadian government is engaging with its Chinese counterparts, including at the ministerial level, and we'll continue those discussions. They are a top priority for us.
That was a comment in regards to whether or not the federal government plans to work urgently to remove Chinese tariffs on Canadian ag and seafood products. And he said yes, and Premier Scott Moe weighed in rather quickly after that and continued.
I would just add to that, that is precisely what this will take to not only secure our market access for products like canola oil and canola meal in the long term, but to secure a more broad trading relationship with China. You know, they are the largest populated country in the world and likely one of the largest economies in the world as well. You know, the fact that the federal government is working diligently not only to have those tariffs removed, but working diligently to, you know, broaden that relationship for into the future, I think is precisely what we need to do as a nation.
So that again, good news, but urgent that it gets done quickly, right? Little Fogarty to get you fired up in the morning. TCR. John Fogarty just turned 80. He's taking a page out of Taylor Swift's playbook. He's releasing an album of re-recorded CCR revival songs, and that's coming out in August. But he's already released three of them. And here's one of them. It's Up Around the Bend. John's version, he calls it. Come on, the rising wind. This is re-recorded, remastered. And John's issue with a record company lasted for decades, and he regained control of his old catalog a couple of years ago. And CCR's Chronicle, the 20 greatest hits, that album has remained in Billboard's top 200 chart for 12 years and continues to sell 6 million copies a year since 1990. So you can understand why he was so strong in wanting to get a hold of his recordings. Here's another he remastered. I know you know this one. So that's the new version. The original came out in 1970. That year they came out with two albums. In 1969 they released three, but nonetheless, just like Taylor Swift, he's gone and redone all his albums so that the music rights stay with him now that he's won them. Pretty clever. Clever for Taylor to do that in the first place, and so many other artists followed, including John. I think Kelly Clarkson did something like that too as well. But hey, let's move to rider practice. Yesterday, head coach Corey Mace said Jacob Brammer tweaked his back. Is it serious? Doesn't expect it to be, but it's something to keep an eye on through the next few days as they prepare for the Ottawa Redblacks here Thursday for the home opener. Peyton Collins was taking reps at left tackle. That's what I heard from my buddy Britton Gray, our CJME rider reporter, and Trevion Tate moved into guard for the first time in his career. The rider organization continues to do what they can to amp up its game with fans. This one was just a little subtle, but I thought it was cute. I don't know if you saw this. They shared a principal letter yesterday from Dr. Gaynor, calling him a world-renowned riderologist. And the letter is a get-out-of-work Friday letter for excessive cheering and screaming from the night before. I know in the offseason, fans said they want more Gaynor on game day, so maybe that's just a hint of what's to come. In our last wildfire update, I can tell you that we've got 20 fires ablaze here, 9 uncontained in our province, 10 more communities were given notification to evacuate, including Arrange and Larange. That area alone has a combined 7,500 people additionally to be evacuated, on top of the 8,000 already. And in Candle Lake, that shoe fire that is now 22 times the size of Regina was just over 20K away from Candle Lake. It's 14 kilometers away now. So they're still relatively in the safe zone. It's evacuation in Candle Lake resort area by voluntary process here right now. They haven't been told they have to leave here, but they've got some good fire breaks built around the resort area, establishing a few more, so hopefully nothing grows closer there. But that shoe fire, they just can't contain it. A lot of Northerners making their way to Regina hotels now, too. Yesterday, I was out in the south end there in Harbor Landing. Some of those hotels there, you couldn't help but notice some of them had just arrived in their vehicles, some covered still in dirt and ash, and looking like, what next? It's got to be awful to just grab whatever you can. Some leaving not only their homes and belongings behind, but you know there's some farms up in that area too, and concerned about their cattle. And man, it's just they need have basic needs. They could only bring so much. So I did hear the local Sikh community was dropping off some donations. Red Cross will always tell you that it's easier for them to take the monetary donations and then provide with that. They don't necessarily want the Red Cross for you to drop off, you know, like diapers or anything like that. They just want monetary donations, and I can understand that too. It seems like we got more hotel space too for any Northerners that are making their way to Regina. Last week rather, we were about 99% capacity, but even the Hotel Association is reporting that there's room for more evacuees within our city, and you're going to be seeing more coming the way it's going up north right now. Hot and dry conditions seem to want to persist here. We got a small chance of a shower later, but that's not enough up north there when they only see a 30% chance of a shower too. And the risk of a thunderstorm, not good at all, but very big ridge of high pressure over most of Saskatchewan, Alberta, and into Manitoba. And it just deflects anything coming off the West Coast that's in the form of rain. It's going right around us for now.